Idam, this, shariram, body, purushasya, of the conditioned soul, mohajam, born of ignorance, yata, just as, pratak, separate, bhotikam, material, iyate, is seen. Graham, a house. Yata, just as. Udakahe, with water. Partiva, with earth. Taijasahai, and with fire. Janaha, the conditioned soul. Kalena, in due course of time. Jataha, born. Vikritaha, transformed. Vinashyati, is vanquished. So translation, just as a householder, although different from the identity of his house, thinks his house to be identical with him. So the conditioned soul, due to ignorance, accepts the body to be himself, although the body is actually different from the soul. This body is obtained through a combination of portions of earth, water, and fire. And when the earth, water, and fire are transformed in the course of time, the body is vanquished. The soul has nothing to do with this creation and dissolution of the body. So, purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. We transmigrate from one body to another in bodies that are products of our illusion. But as spirit souls, we always exist separately from material conditioned life. The example given here is that a house or car is always different from its owner. But because of attachment, the conditioned soul thinks it to be identical with him. A car or house is actually made of material elements. As long as the material elements combine together properly, the car or house exists. And when they are dissembled, the house or the car is dissembled. The spirit soul, however, always remains as he is. So, idam shariram purushasya mohajam yata patak bhotakam ihate graham yathaudakai partivatai jasarjana kalena jato vikato vinashyate. So, Om Gana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Meditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So, because this is the last day the children are going to be able to attend class, they have to go to school tomorrow, right? So then we'll actually tell the whole story of this seventh canto as a story. How's that sound? Okay. So here's the story. Once upon a time, many, many years ago, we had Maharaj Parikshit asking Shukadeva Goswami a question. And he asked the question, why is Krishna not fair to the demons, basically? Because Krishna seems to favor the devotees, right? So why doesn't he love everybody? Isn't that a good question? Because Krishna's supposed to love everybody. He's not supposed to have any enemies. So why isn't he fair? And so in order to explain the fairness of Krishna, because Krishna is fair to the demons, because what happens when they get killed? They get liberated. And not always. They get liberated in the sense they get free from karma, and then they get an opportunity to perform devotional service. So then, what happened is that Shukadeva Goswami told the story of two demons in the seventh canto. What are the demons' names? Hiranyakashipu and they were brothers. And previously, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha were, what were their names? Jai and Vijay. This is a special class for children this morning. So, this is the last day last morning we'll see them. They were Jai and Vijay, and they committed a great offense against who? For what? Four Kumaras. So the Kumaras, there's four Kumaras, and they're the sons of Lord Brahma, right? And they're always 5 years old. Why are they always 5 years old? You don't know. Because they wanted to remain brahmacharis. Their father, Lord Brahma, told them, you should get married. And what did they say? No, we just want to be brahmacharis. So they stay young, and they're actually don't even have clothes on. Because, you know, when you're little tiny like that, four, maybe even less than four. In India especially, the kids run around without clothes when they're that age. So what happened is they wanted to go to the Vaikuntha planets to see Lord Narayan. And who stopped them? Who stopped them? Jayan Vijay. They're the guards at the door of the heavenly planets. And Jayan Vijay said, stop. You cannot come in because you're just kids, you know. We only allow, like, yogis to come here. Where's your identity card? And so, right? Sometimes you need an identity card. So they cursed Jayan Vijay and said, you're acting like demons. Demons aren't supposed to be here in the heaven, in the spiritual world. Only devotees are supposed to be here. So therefore, you should take birth in the earth planet as demons. And what happened then is that Lord Narayan, Lord Vishnu, came. And Lord Vishnu saw what a mess his devotees were in. And so he gave them the choice. He said, you can take birth, seven births as devotees on the earth planet, or you can take birth, three births as demons. And why did they decide to take three births as demons? What?
If they chose seven births as devotees, they would have to stay on earth longer.
They'd have to stay longer, so they wanted to get out of here. Like Prabhupada said, he compared this material world to a bathroom or toilet. Isn't it? He said, you should do your business and get out. Not simply stay in all day long, comb your hair, and decorate yourself, but do whatever you have to do and get out, because it's not a nice place to be in. I remember one time I was in a temple, I was waiting, sharing the bathroom with someone else, and I had to wait 45 minutes to get in, because it was a man. He was calling all the holy waters coming from the shower. He's one of these ritualistic brahmanas who are, you know, calling the Ganges and the Yamuna and everything. I said, look, just let me in the shower. Forget about it. So anyway, so that's what Prabhupada said about the material world. It's like the toilet. You just want to get out of here as soon as possible. Okay, so then they came down to the earth planet. And the first verse they took were Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. And they were brothers, you know, Hiranyaksha Bai, Hiranyakashipu Bai, isn't it? And they were both sons of who? Starts with a D. Diti. Because Diti had the wrong consciousness when she became pregnant. Because when you have a wrong consciousness when you become pregnant, then something else happens other than a devotee. Something else comes out, you know. Anyway, that's why in the Vedic system they have the Garbhadhan Sanskara, so the parents have the right consciousness. Because whatever the parents are thinking of, then that's what happens. Of course, even if they're thinking of something bad, I'm not saying that my parents were praying for a ray of Vishnu or anything, but I had the association of Prabhupada. So even if you were born as a demon, then there's no problem if you have the right association. You become a devotee. You understand? So that's important. Association is more important than what you're born with anyway. And even if you're born as a devotee, if you have bad association, you become a demon. Like Bhomasura, right? He was the son of Krishna and became a demon. I told that story the other day, right? Who killed him?
Krishna.
And who did Krishna have to get the permission from to kill?
Bhomasura's mom.
Who is Bhomasura's mom?
Bhumi.
But Bhumi appeared as who to give Krishna permission? Satyabhama. Because they were both seated on the top of what? A mountain?
Garuda.
Good. Not Big Bird. Okay. Garuda is the original Big Bird. You know, like Sesame Street, Big Bird. So...
king.
You know, King of the Birds, yes. They've seen that show?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then so what happened is that Hiranyaksha, that is Hiranyakashipu's brother, was killed because Diti had these two nice demon sons. Hiranyaksha was killed by Vishnu, right? In what form? Varaha. He killed him. He just had a big fight and killed him. And then with his tusks. And then Hiranyakashipu got very angry. But he wanted, what we're reading about here in the Bhagavatam, he wanted to pacify. You know, pacify makes, he wanted to make his relatives feel more peaceful because they had just lost their dear son or cousin or someone in the family. They were all related to him. Just like Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha had a lot of relatives. Just like sometimes we go to a funeral, right? So Hiranyakashipu was speaking at the funeral of Hiranyaksha. And in order to do that, he was preaching philosophy. This is what we hear. He's telling them they're not the body. So he preached to them like that. But then Hiranyakashipu got really angry. He said, I want to kill who? Krishna, Vishnu. And so in order to become powerful enough to kill Vishnu, he wanted to become immortal. What does immortal mean? It's more than strong. Immortal means nobody can kill you. That's immortal. Mortal means something or someone who can be killed. Immortal is the opposite. You can't be killed. So then he began to perform austerities on the top of Mount Mandara. And he wanted actually to become Lord Brahma, but he didn't get it. So what austerities did he do? Do you remember? What? He stood on his
legs.
Yeah, well, usually stood on his standing legs, but he stood on his tip toes. I mean, what does tip toes mean? On your toes. You stand on your toes, and he was so determined, an anthill grew around him. That's very similar to the story of Valmiki, isn't it? An anthill grew around him. And the ants actually ate all of his flesh. You know fleshes? You know, skin and muscles and nerves and brain and eyes and everything. The ants ate everything. And all he was a bunch of bones. And he was living. He was such a great yogi, he could live inside his bone, the marrow of the bone. Marrow is the inside of the bone. You ever seen a bone? Yeah. No. You ever seen a skeleton? So the skeleton is made of bones. So he was living inside the bone. And then who came down but Lord Brahma? Because even living inside the bone, he was able to make a fire come from his head. The skeleton was having a fire coming from his head and was burning everybody. And then what happened is Lord Brahma came down and he sprinkled some nice water on his head from heavenly water. And he asked Hiranyakashipu, what benediction do you want? Hiranyakashipu said, I want to become immortal. And Lord Brahma said, no, not possible. However, you can choose certain other benedictions. And Hiranyakashipu said, I don't want to be killed what?
By Shastra or Astra?
Yes, Shastra. I want to be killed by inside or outside?
In the sky or on the earth?
In the sky or in the earth, or by man,
or by animal.
So he made all these conditions. Sometimes when they people get benedictions from Lord Brahma, they ask for benedictions that actually predict how they're going to die, which is interesting. Just like there was two brothers before. This is another story. Their names were Sunda and Upasunda, and they asked for a benediction from Lord Brahma. They said, we want to only be killed if we kill each other. They were brothers. They loved each other. And so they thought, we'll never kill each other because we love each other. Because we know brothers fight, don't, and sisters fight sometimes. Don't you sometimes fight? So what happened is Lord Brahma had this plan. He wanted them to fight with each other. So he waited until they were drunk. You ever seen a drunk person? No. Anyway, it's really bad. when they're drunk. He waited until they were drunk, and he created this beautiful girl, Tilotama. And Tilotama came down, and they both fought over her and killed each other. It's a nice story. So when Lord Brahma gives a benediction, usually it predicts how someone's going to die, which is interesting. So just like when Lord Brahma gave the benediction to Ravan, what did he say? You're not going to be killed by demigods or higher beings. And he didn't mention human beings or animals, right? So therefore, Ravana was killed by who? Ram. And well, Ram was acting as a human being, even though he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay, so he asked for the benediction. So Hiranyakashipu asked for this benediction. And he caused a lot of offenses against devotees. A lot of offenses. And when one commits an offense against devotees, what happens? They get destroyed. They lose everything. Not only did they die, there was people like Gopal Chakravarti who committed an offense against Haridas Thakur, and he got leprosy. His nose fell off. You know that's what happens? When you get leprosy, it's a disease that people don't have nowadays because they found a cure for it. But their fingers melt. If you've ever been to India, you might see people like that, without fingers, without a nose and everything. That's leprosy. So there's many, many stories like that. In any case, so Hiranyakashipu, he got married. And his wife's name was what? Starts with a K.
Kayadu.
And he had four sons. And his best son's name was Prahlad. And of course, Prahlad later on had children of his own. Prahlad also got married. And his great grandson was Bali Maharaj, and also Banasura was one of his great great grandsons, like that. So from his early childhood, Prahlad Maharaj was not interested in anything material. The reason he wasn't interested in anything material was because when Hiranyakashipu was engaged in austerities and his wife was pregnant, Narada Muni took his wife, Kayadu, to his ashram, which is called Narada Kund, which is right at Govardhan. Anyone's been there? Yeah, we took some devotees there. It's right near Kushma Sarovara. You've never been there? No. Kushma Sarovara is like a big lake with nice decorations on top of it. And anyway, it's like a temple lake. And so he took Kayadu, when Prahlad was within the womb, and he preached to Kayadu about Krishna consciousness, and Prahlad heard all that inside the womb. He was listening. Isn't that nice? You can hear, even if you're inside your mother, you can hear. That's why you're such good devotees, because when you were both inside your mother, I'm sure your mother heard about Krishna. Then you came out and said, Hari Bol. So then he heard. So he was a good devotee and wasn't interested in things normally the kids are interested in. I mean, he didn't play cricket or rugby or anything like that. He just wanted to chant Hare Krishna. Of course, we should understand if the kids are interested in cricket or rugby, don't get heavy with them. I remember in the early days of the movement, when kids were interested in sporting activities, the parents were like hurt because they had these high expectations that their children would be like Prahlad Maharaj. You know, they thought as soon as the kids come out, they'll be going teaching their classmates how to chant, and we'll send them to a demon school and they'll teach everybody to chant. But you know, not every child is like Prahlad Maharaj. So we have to be careful of Maya. So Prahlad Maharaj's teachers were named Sanda and Amarka. And they taught Prahlad Maharaj about politics, you know, how to control people and manipulate people. Because if you want to get something in this world, you have to learn how to control people, right? Like, how do you control your parents? You speak to them nicely, right? When you want something, you go, Daddy, Mommy, Can I have something? So that's one of the things that they were trying to teach Prahlad Maharaj in school. They taught him the what's called Niti Shastra. Like if you have someone you want to manipulate, or like your enemy or something, first of all, there's sweet words. And if that doesn't work, then you can give them a bribe. You know what a bribe is? You give them some money. Of course, you don't give your parents money, obviously. That wouldn't be appropriate. So you give them something, a present. Oh, here's a present, Mommy. Here's a card. Happy Mother's Day. They have Mother's Day here?
Yes.
It's coming.
So then, because many times the children do that to get what they want from the parents, or to avoid getting chastised for forgetting Mother's Day. And so they try to teach Prahlad Maharaj that. Of course, after that, then there's threats and all sorts of, like with a child would throw a fit. You know, that would be like the ultimate argument. Or if someone's married, the wife would start crying. That would be the ultimate way to get what you want. So there's different applications of this type of Niti Shastra in different situations. Just like Kaikeyi, to get what she wanted from Dasarath, what did she do?
She had to cry.
She cried, and she said, "Ooh, you don't love me." And then he said, "I'll give you whatever you want, just ask." She said, "Really? Ooh." Like that. So she was manipulated. But Prahlad Maharaj didn't like this. And he actually talked back to his teachers a little bit. And one time he was sent, during the recess, you have recess at school?
Yeah.
During the recess, he would teach his children how his classmates had to chant Hare Krishna, and the teacher would come in and get very angry. And sometimes they'd bring him to his father. You know, if like a kid is really disobedient, they take him to the parents, right? They took him to his father. And one time, Hiranyakashipu said, "What is the best thing you learned in school?" And Prahlad Maharaj said, "The best thing I learned is to hear and chant about your enemy, Krishna." And so Hiranyakashipu was a little upset, and Prahlad Maharaj also told him, "The best thing for you, Dad, is take sannyas. You're too attached to everything." You know, so when you give your father instructions that he doesn't like to hear, they get angry, right? Like children generally shouldn't be instructing their fathers, telling Dad, chant Hare Krishna, unless they're devotees. Then you can do that. So then again, he was sent to the Gurukula, and then his father asked another time, "You know, what is the best thing? You know, what did you learn in school?" And Prahlad Maharaj said, "Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam." He said, "I learned to hear and chant about Krishna, your enemy." He didn't say your enemy. And he said, "Dad, you're just engaged in chewing the chewed." What's chewing the chewed mean? Do you ever chew on gum?
Sometimes.
What happens when you chew on gum?
It gets all of it.
Yeah, besides that, it loses the sweetness after a while, right? So that's like the material world. You chew, you do something, and you keep doing it. It's not sweet anymore. Imagine chewing on a piece of gum for 20 years. Or 100 years. Yeah. Or a whole lifetime. That'd be very bad. And so you want to throw the gum away after a while, right? So the same thing with this world. Prahlad Maharaj says, "Punak punas char vitachar vananam." That's the Sanskrit, which means we're chewing the chewed in this world. We're trying to do the same thing we tried a million times before, and it wasn't tasty, and we still keep chewing the old bubble gum. That's the material world. Pretty bad, isn't it? So then, Hiranyakashipu got very angry, and he tried to kill Prahlad Maharaj. How? Yeah.
Putting in
a pit of stakes.
Yes.
Under the feet of elephants. Okay. He had his mother poison him, and Prahlad Maharaj just offered it to Krishna. It wasn't bad anymore.
And he was put in a pot
boiling pot.
And he went in fire.
Fire, and he was frozen. They tried to freeze him, put him in the freezer, and they threw stones at him. And so the father got real frustrated. He said, "I can't kill this kid anyway." So he sent the kid back to school, but Prahlad Maharaj continued to teach his friends. And he taught his friends, now's the time to become Krishna conscious. And his friends said, no, we're just kids. Did you ever say that to your parents? We're just kids? No, that's good. He said, we're just kids. It's not, you know, later on when we're older. And Prahlad Maharaj said, you'll always have excuses. Because now you're saying we're kids. Later on you'll say, we're teenagers. You know what a teenager is?
Yeah.
That's what you're going to become soon.
From 13 to 19.
So later on they said, he said, you'll be teenager. You'll have a better excuse. And later on you'll say, we just got married. We got to make money. You'll have a better excuse. And later on you'll say, we're retired. We have to play golf. You have a better excuse. And later on you'll say, we're dead. So in this way, Prahlad Maharaj said, you're going to waste your whole life. Plus you're going to sleep 50% of the time. And then half your life is wasted and all that. And the children began to chant when Prahlad Maharaj said that. And again, the teachers got angry, took Prahlad Maharaj to his father, and the father asked, where do you get your power from? And Prahlad Maharaj said, where?
Krishna.
From Krishna. But he said, from the same place you get your power from. Because all power comes from Krishna. Even the demons get their power from Krishna. And the father said, that Krishna that you get your power from, where does he live? Where is he? And what did Prahlad Maharaj say?
He lives everywhere.
He lives everywhere, Sarvatra.
And then he said in this world, and then he said yes. And then he got his club and smashed
the pillar.
And then
Nrsingadev
came out.
Now, who's Nrsingadev? What's he look like?
He's half lion, half human.
And he came out and he actually played with Hiranyakashipu. You know, you ever see a cat play with a bird or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Or an animal? So when I was young, you know, we had cats, I hate to say that. So what's that?
Once I saw a rabbit bite with a bird
Really?
In a backyard.
You know, they catch the animal and they let it go sometimes? And then they run after it and catch it again, and then they let it go. So Hiranyakashipu was being played with by Lord Nrsingadev in the same way. Lord Nrsingadev caught him, and then Hiranyakashipu ran away and caught him and just played until it was the right time. It was neither day nor night, and it wasn't the inside or outside. It was right in the doorway, which is not in or out. And he just ripped him open, and he had a nice garland. What was the garland that Hiranyakashipu? Intestines. See, he had an intestine garland. And he was so angry, that is, Lord Nrsingadev was so angry after he killed Hiranyakashipu, that he killed thousands of Hiranyakashipu's followers. And all the airplanes in outer space, you know, from his anger, were just thrown up. You know, just the vibration of his yelling was making everybody scared. Then they were so scared the demigods wouldn't go near him, so they had to send who to pacify him?
First it was Brahma, then
it was Prahlad. And when Prahlad came to Lord Nrsingadev, what did Lord Nrsingadev do? He put him on his lap and started to lick him like a cat licks his master. You ever seen a cat lick someone?
No.
It's fortunate you don't.
Also lick someone.
Yuck. So people think that's kissing. So the cat, so Lord Nrsingadev was licking Prahlad Maharaj out of great affection. And Prahlad Maharaj said, I'm not afraid of you. I'm not afraid of anything, but I'm only afraid of what? Maya. Being an illusion and forgetting you. And also, Lord Nrsingadev said to Prahlad Maharaj, I'll offer you whatever you want. What did Prahlad Maharaj say? I want a car, a house. No? What did he say? He said, the only thing I want is for you to save all these rascals out there. He was so loving and compassionate. Like if Lord Nrsingadev said to you, you can have anything you want, what would you ask, Keshav? You can come where?
To him.
To him. That's nice. And he said, what would you ask?
Save.
Same, you would come to him. Wow. These are good desires. But most people, they go and they perform these ceremonies called Satyanarayan Katha, where they ask Lord Nrsingadev, they ask Lord Vishnu for what? Money and a big house and big cars. They ask Lord Vishnu, but the devotees don't ask. What do they say? Mama Janmani, Janmani Shvare Bhavatad Bhakti Hoi Tikitwaye. All I want is to serve you life after life. Na danam na janam na sundarim. I don't want wealth, I don't want any of those things. So Lord Chaitanya's prayers actually are completely the opposite of what people pray for generally when they go to church, right? So sometimes people get scared when they hear Lord Chaitanya's prayers. So anyway, so therefore Prahlad Maharaj asked Lord Nrsingadev to save everyone, especially he said, save my father. And Hiranyakashipu was saved, and Prahlad Maharaj prayed for no more material desires, just keep me out of Maya. And then Lord Nrsingadev said, 21 generations of your family will be liberated. That means in the past and in the future. Wow. So when you become Krishna conscious, you can liberate your parents, right? Because they're already liberated. But you can liberate your parents and liberate your grandparents, great-grandparents, great-great-great-grandparents, great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparents, all the way back 21. And then your children, your children's children, your children's children's children, children's children, children, whatever it is, you can liberate them all by Krishna consciousness. And then, so Prahlad Maharaj was very happy at that point. And he worshipped Lord Nrsingadev, and then he ruled over the kingdom after that. He didn't take sannyas, actually. He ruled over the kingdom and had, as his great-grandson, Banasura. Banasura had 1,000 arms. Did you know that? It's interesting. And then Krishna fought with him. Who is Banasura's daughter who married Aniruddha? Does anyone know? Usha. The story of Usha and Aniruddha. See, people should read Krishna book too. We were talking about Prabhupada's books last night. And it was Chichalekha who kidnapped Aniruddha and brought him to Usha's house. Anyway, so Krishna didn't kill Manasura because he had told Prahlad Maharaj, I'll never kill any of your relatives from now on. That's the advantage of being in Prahlad Maharaj's family. You never get killed by Krishna, no matter what you do. But he cut off a lot of his arms. Only left him with 4. And then, as far as Bali Maharaj, what happened with Bali Maharaj? You know? Bali Maharaj gave everything to Krishna. He had the whole universe, and he gave Krishna how many steps?
3 steps.
First step, the earth. The second step, the whole universe. And the third step was where? No, he'd already taken the sky. Third step was his head. He gave everything. That's called Atmani Vedanam, where he surrendered everything to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's your story for today. Nice story, isn't it? So that was a special class for both of you. And the adults had to tolerate. Anyway, it was a nice class even for the adults. So any questions or comments about that story? Because we're reading now about the same volume of Srimad Bhagavatam about Prahlad Maharaj, Hiranyakashipu, and Hiranyaksha preaching. Any questions, comments, arguments? You have a question? Ananda? No. Isha Keshav, you have any questions? We're going to see you later today? Dinner maybe? Okay. Yeah. That was done quite well. I didn't go to the funeral per se. I went to the house, and I gave a class and I preached. I mean, I spoke a little about the eternality of the soul and everything. I had visited that family quite a few times before when I was in Brisbane, and actually they were hearing about Krishna consciousness. They had devotees over. They actually had devotees over quite a bit. For a few days, they were actually in good spirits.
I believe it was a heart.